W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A chaotic scene inside a hospital in Austin, Texas, when a car plowed right into the ER. This is what it sounded like as the vehicle slammed into a wall. The driver was killed. Five other people were hurt, including two children. They are now trying to determine exactly why it happened, but as of now, police say they think it's purely an accident. The candidate who won last night's special election to replace disgraced Congressman George Santos is Democrat Tom Suozzi in New York, his victory further narrowing the Republican majority in the House. Last night, by a 213 to 214 vote, the House impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for the way the Biden administration has handled the situation at the border. White House today criticizing House Speaker Mike Johnson for blocking the $95 billion aid bill. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps yesterday. Democrats, like Senator Jeff Smith, say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. The top high school graduates in Wisconsin would get automatic admission to a University's of Wisconsin school under a bill that's coming out of the legislature. Grads in the top 5% would be automatically accepted at Madison and top 10% students everywhere else. It's part of the diversity deal lawmakers made with the UW system. It now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new bill passed by the Wisconsin State Legislature would require the University of Wisconsin schools to automatically admit top students. Under the bill, the University of Wisconsin-Madison would be required to admit all Wisconsin high school students who finish in the top 5% of their class. Other campuses would be required to admit the top 10% of students. Proponents of the bill say it would encourage the top high school students in the state to remain in Wisconsin for college, setting them up to remain in the state after graduation. The Duluth City Council voted to move forward with the Incline Village project on Monday night with an 8-1 vote. The proposed housing development would be located at the former Central High School location. The developers of the project say it's a step towards addressing pressing needs in the area, including housing, childcare, inclusion, and workforce development. Construction on the project could start by this summer, and families could start moving into the development by the summer of 2025. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Bucks lose to the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home last night to the team that eliminated them from the playoffs last year, the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more. That's happened twice since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. After the game, Rivers telling reporters he thought the Bucks offensively were awful. Men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette is ranked fourth in the nation. And in Madison, Wisconsin snapping a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The final, the Badgers 62-54 over the Buckeyes. Badgers head coach Greg Gard said his players had gone over that very situation in practice this week.
We did a little simulated game yesterday in practice and had almost the same scenario where it was about an 8-point game with X number of minutes to go. And, you know, I thought they hit some tough shots too.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like, solid.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Earl. It looks like another sunny day.
Yeah, you know, for those of you who may not know, that's Calvin. You know, Calvin is manning the phones as always, and we certainly could not do this without him. You know, Calvin, it's going to be 45 today, and then we're going to get down into some 20s, which is still, I mean, it's just not bad, man, right?
Yeah, no, especially if it's not going to snow or rain.
Well, it's going to snow. Okay, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's going to snow, but only 1 to 3 inches. And so we can deal with that. You know, when we start getting this late in the winter, and the beauty of not having this snow on the ground is as we start warming up in their spring and their temperatures, you know, in the 40s and those kind of things in March and even a little warmer, you're going to feel it because there's no ice and snow cover.
Yeah, and whatever snow we get in the next couple of days will melt fast.
Oh, no question. No question whatsoever. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about, as always, man. We're going to talk about self-driving cars and, you know, this accident a couple of years ago with a Tesla Model 3, self-driving cars. You know, I can't even begin to imagine if I'll ever own a self-drive. Can you imagine what it costs, Calvin, to have a self-driving car?
Yeah, I think at this point, they're pretty expensive, and you can't even really use them. I think legally, they require you to have your hand on the steering wheel anyways.
Well, what's the point of having a self-driving car?
I mean, I guess you could still check stuff on your phone.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the Oregon resident, man, the woman. You know, I mean, there's an Oregon resident right now who has the plague. You ever hear of the plague, man?
Like the bubonic plague from the Dark Ages?
It's back. You know, I don't understand, man. We're going to talk about why we just won't do what's right. You know, they were able to eradicate these things with vaccinations. And people won't take vaccinations. And so there are just more and more of these diseases that are coming back. Right? They were arrested, man. But people just won't take vaccinations.
Yeah, and I think, well, with the bubonic plague, I think that actually has a lot to do with, like, cleanliness. I don't even know if that's so much a vaccination thing.
Well, you know, I'm saying it comes from animals.
Yes.
For the most part. And, you know, we deal with a lot of animals, but certainly, you know, vaccinations were something that kind of helped eradicate them. We're going to talk about the Texas church shooter, the woman who went into the mega church in Texas. Why is it always in Texas, man? She had a rifle, and she killed these people in the church. She was mentally ill, diagnosed mentally ill. And guess what, Calvin? She was able to buy a rifle. How often do we talk about this, man?
Far too often.
It keeps coming up more and more and more. And so this is what we're going to talk about the first hour. Hour two, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, and we got a lot to talk about there. But, Calvin, there's this wonderful country western song that I want you to play. Maybe people haven't heard it. I'm not going to tell you who's singing this song, but many of you in this audience love country western music. Will you please play that cut for us, Calvin?
This ain't Texas. Alexis, and throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left. Then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind.
All right, I gotta say, man, that's a nice song, right, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm not a big country fan, but that's, yeah, it's a good song.
It's a nice song. 844-967-2789. If there's anybody out there who knows who wrote this song and who's singing this song, 844-967-2789. I'm going to give you a couple seconds because I think it's really important to find out. And this whole story is based on who's singing the song. It's a wonderful country song that clearly should be a hit. And I believe going to, you know, I shouldn't say I believe it's going to be a hit, but it certainly should be a hit. There wouldn't be anything that could prevent this from being a hit other than one thing. And we're going to get into that. Well, since we don't have any calls, I'm just going to come right out and say it. That's Beyonce. So Beyonce, what a Queen Bee, is that what they call her? Whatever her name is. She's made all these hits. She's an African-American woman who probably has more Grammys than anybody in the history of music. Billionaire. And so she's written these country music songs that many are refusing to play on the country western stations. 844-967-2789. Somebody help me, please. What are we doing? What's happening in this country? That's an absolutely wonderful country song. Well, we can't play that because we do not play Beyonce on the station. Oh, you don't play Beyonce on the country western station. Why? The song is wonderful. It really is. But I don't, you know, it's hard to accept that because Beyonce is a black woman, that some country western stations refuse to play her song. It's akin to Elvis Presley in his day singing the songs that he sang, and the black radio stations played Elvis Presley on their stations. I'm old enough to remember these things. And I'm telling you, the fact that there are country western stations that refuse to play this song in 2024, it's taking things back in this country to a place, a dark place. It's a wonderful, wonderful song. And yet, well, and then it clearly came out. This is from a guy named Justin on X. I requested Texas Hold'em at my local country radio station, KYKC. And after requesting, I received an email from the radio station stating we do not play Beyonce on KYKC as we are a country music station. Well, okay. I get that. She wasn't playing R&B. She's recorded a couple country and western songs. Shouldn't there be questions about why some country radio stations won't play this country western song? Man, it is mind-boggling to me that this kind of thing can continue to go on in this country, and people remain silent about it. You know, it's a wonderful song. That's why I played it. And I'm not a guy who listens to a lot of country western music, but there's some country western music that I like. I don't predicate whether I like country western music on whether or not it's a white person or a black person who's singing it. Country western music does not belong to any nationality. I remember Charlie Pride, who made many country western hits. Many of them. And they played them. Why is Beyonce different? It's not so much as it's Beyonce, it's the times that we are in and the times that we are going back to that really are unacceptable in this nation and really require a broader conversation on these issues. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. Calvin, take us out with that.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the floor now, ooh. Take it to the floor now, ooh.
Oops, spurs, boots.
To the floor now, ooh.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH and on the Civic Media app.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about, again, the fact that Beyonce has put together, she's got a new album, and she's got some country western songs on the album. And I played, Calvin played one of the songs. It's called Texas Hold'em. Really, if anybody else would be singing that song, it would be absolutely a hit. But because Beyonce is a woman of color, they have denied in many areas, country western radio stations, to play that song. Now, you couple that with the Super Bowl the other day, because of Black History Month, I would probably guess, decided to, instead of playing the national anthem, they played the Black National Anthem. And it got so much fallout. You know, people who condemn the NFL for, you know, allowing that anthem to be played. People who clearly stated elected Congress people, Matt Gaetz, amongst others, what is the woman's name? Laura Ingraham and Kelly, Megyn Kelly, and others who, you know, and the folk over on Fox News made it a just absolute criminal event. And stated that there's only one national anthem, and they just, it was just unbelievable. So, you know, we talk about our nation, and so there's some things really that are going on underlying in the nation that is out front and not easy to hide, and nobody's trying to hide it anymore. And so these kind of things happen. And I have to tell you, as a man of color, you know, who loves this nation, I'm born here. My parents are born here. My grandparents were born here. This is our nation just as much as it is anybody else's. And to have to deal with this in 2024 is just unacceptable. It truly is. And people know it's getting worse. And we remain silent towards it. And I really don't know, you know, how we can keep talking about the beauty of our nation when we're going back. We truly are. And, you know, and people remain silent about it. Look, it's only a song, right? Why should that even matter at all? And we know the root of why it matters. You know. Hey, America, we got, you know, we got to look in the mirror. When we see things that we know are, you know, unjust, again, I grew up at that time when we challenged things that were unjust, you know, and people died. Challenging things that were unjust. This is unjust. Yeah, it's a country western song. It's a song. You may say, well, what does it matter? Well, it does matter. Because we know that it's more than just that song. As we watch things go back. You know, this is outrageous. It's a country western song, man. A wonderful, wonderful country western song that, you know, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. Well, you know, Earl, it's, you know, it's Black History Month. I don't care whether it was Black History Month or any of those things. None of those things matter. What matter is we're watching, you know, our nation reverting back to a horrible place in the history of our nation. And people are remaining silent. I remember Dr. King always saying, you know, it's not the bad people. We know who they are. But it's the good people who remain silent. And that's what we're facing today. Good people who are remaining silent, who've been around, who know that this, what the origin of this is. And I'll say why we need to continue to bring it to light. You've got to bring it to light and make sure people don't turn away, because we know, you know, what the past has wrought. 844-967-2789. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the Texas church shooter, amongst other things. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, the Shaw.
Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Sports. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval yesterday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
People in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services, and when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks would go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Republican state lawmakers have passed a parent's bill of rights. They range from approving pronouns to pulling kids out of classes or functions they find objectionable. The state Senate passed it along party lines yesterday. The assembly approved it last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Lake Superior School District teachers rallied outside of Two Harbors High School on Tuesday for better pay. According to a Northern News Now report, teachers in the school district have been pushing for a nearly 8% raise since last June. The school district has countered with a 3% raise this year and next year, but says declining enrollment and a lack of funding are making it difficult to figure out how to pay their teachers more. District officials are hoping the community will step up to help increase teacher pay. The owner of the Lutzen Resort Lodge released a statement on Facebook over the weekend vowing to rebuild the lodge following the fire that destroyed it. According to the statement, Bryce Campbell intends to rebuild the lodge as closely as possible to the original. Campbell also called for an end to the negativity surrounding the fire following a report that found the lodge had only resolved 4 of the 7 violations it received from its last inspection. He also said he'll attempt to keep the stones from the building's fireplace intact. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Norma Rae would be proud. Deadline.com reports that workers at Disneyland who are not unionized have decided to try to join Actors Equity. The alliance makes sense given that these are the park employees who wear the costumes and are the most visible in the Magic Kingdom. The same employees at Disney World and Florida have been unionized for decades. The workers are calling themselves Magic United and are hoping to be recognized by the company, but said they aren't afraid to wear their costumes to the negotiating table. Alicia Keys fans took to social media to debate whether or not her voice crack on the song If I Ain't Got You Baby during the Super Bowl halftime show was edited out of the performance before it was posted on the NFL's YouTube channel. In a related story, Janet Jackson's boob was quoted as saying, "Seriously?" For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, before we get into the subject that I had teased before we took a break about the Texas church shooter. Calvin, I don't understand, man. You know, you go to self-checkout, right?
Yes, I usually use self-checkout.
Man, why would you run the risk? I was listening to the commercial, you know, during the break. And they know who a guy is, I guess, who's been not scanning all the items. Now, I remember a guy who not so long ago last year was a kind of a big shot, man, you know, making over $100,000 a year. And I forgot where it was, but he got caught doing the exact same thing. And he had to resign $100,000 a year job for not scanning all the items. Man, you, Calvin, how much do you really save, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're still checking out. So I guess, I don't know, you just think you're being sneaky.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man, why even run that risk? You know, when they put those things in, you know, technology is such that even though you think you're getting away, you know, and then it would be different, Calvin, if you came to the store once, right? But it's in your neighborhood, you keep coming back. And so they have a record of you constantly doing the same thing. I don't get it, man. I don't understand why people would take such risk, you know, and what they get out of it. Never will understand it. But anyway, so this woman, whose name is Janice Marino, opened fire at a Houston mega church before being gunned down by security officers. She had an AR-style rifle. Police say she legally purchased despite a years-long criminal record, a history of mental illness, and allegations she threatened to shoot her ex-husband. He was the lucky guy, right? She threatened to shoot him, and apparently she couldn't find him. But the real issue is, key questions remain Tuesday about Janice Moreno's motive in the shooting, and police have given no details about where and how she obtained the rifle in December. The shooting joins others in Texas and elsewhere that have involved shooters who legally obtain guns despite criminal history and mental health problems. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I have a son, my oldest son, who is bipolar and schizophrenic and is medicated. And he should not have access to a gun. I don't care what the Second Amendment says. I don't care what other people say. Well, you know, you're taking away his rights. People who are mentally ill and diagnosed as mentally ill have other rights already taken away. But certainly owning a firearm is one that just does not make any sense whatsoever. And when are we as a nation going to come to grips with that? Two more innocent people were killed, not to mention the poor woman herself. She clearly did not have control of her capacities. because she had already been diagnosed as mentally ill. Why are we allowing these things? Again, these are things that can be, you know, fixed. These are things that just don't have to happen, but they happen repeatedly because in this nation, those of us, the majority of us who don't own guns, acquiesce to the crowd who owns guns. There are more Americans who don't own guns than there are who own guns. We're the majority. Why are we continuing to allow this to happen when we live in a majority rules nation? I just don't think we make enough noise. And we don't make the noise until somebody we love becomes the person who loses their life. We have to get a grip on this and stop allowing the minority to control the majority in a majority rules nation. I'm not asking for something that's outlandish. It's something that makes all the sense in the world. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Early. Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, when we have, we can make all the noise we want, but when we have legislators like Ron Johnson, who made his effect, his point the other day about how guns are, you know, just on the first, Second Amendment right, and, you know, everybody has the right to carry them. But I want to know, what about my rights? What about my rights to be able to go to a shopping center, a hairdresser, a church, a movie, a school, anywhere that I want to go in public? Where are my rights to be able to feel safe when I go to these places?
You know, I've always said, Cindy, that an individual right should never supersede the majority rights. That just is nonsensical to me. For those who argue the debate from that perspective, that my individual right to own a gun supersedes the rights of the masses of us. But yet, Cindy, it continues, right? I'm not saying people don't have a right to own guns. It's not my call. If you want to own a gun, then by all means, you do that. And nobody in this nation is preventing you from doing that. But Cindy, for heaven's sakes, if you're mentally ill, how does that make any sense? You know, it makes no sense whatsoever that we keep allowing people who are mentally ill to own weapons. And the fact that we have people on the other side of this, the gun rights people, and many of them, who push to make sure that those people have access to guns. You know, you talked about Ron Johnson. You know, I challenged Senator Johnson the other day when he was here and on the gun show loophole. He had nothing to add because it makes no sense whatsoever. Well, there are enough gun laws. You know, we've got to come to a point where in this nation we use some common sense and push back. Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Stephen. How are you, man?
Good morning. Two very good stories back to back, and they actually both have they both tie together because Deontay's from Houston, and the shooting was at his church in Houston. With that being said, I am sick and tired of these gun people screaming about their rights and about how their rights are being taken away. No one is trying to take their guns away. What we are doing is trying to make sure that a human being can't get their hands on a magazine that can hold 100 bullets, because no civilian needs a magazine that holds 100 bullets. We're trying to make sure that mentally ill people don't get access to guns for the reason stated in this story, because they're mentally ill. They should not be able to access something that can kill a bunch of people, including themselves. It's just, it's common sense stuff. And, you know, you want to talk about infringing on rights. This lady is now dead because she got shot because she got her hands on a gun and she got caught up in the situation where she ended up in a church shooting people. It's tragic, but it didn't have to happen. This could have been completely preventable if we would have just had some common sense people that would have put some common sense things into place to keep mentally ill people away from guns.
You know, Stephen, how many different times do we have to continue to talk about this, right? Nothing's going to change, and we're going to be reading the story the next day or the next day. Same type of situation. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David from Mequon. Go ahead, David, quickly.
Hey, good morning. There's no question that people who are mentally ill should not have access to guns.
Well, yeah, but David, it's not a – there is a – look, there are people who push and who argue on who support the NRA that mentally ill people's rights are being taken away. They should have a right to own a gun. So there are people who push for that.
I get that. The flip side is this. The other thing is, from what I understand, though, that this shooter in Houston, somehow she passed everything, which I'm not sure how that worked out in order to get the AR-15. And I do think I've agreed with you on this issue for a while now with, you know, the type of weapons that are available are definitely, they're high powered. They're more military style than they are, obviously a gun is dangerous no matter what. But when you're able to shoot off, a couple hundred rounds within a matter of seconds between a couple guns, that's devastating consequences. And I would say the only other point that I would say is this. Unfortunately, we do have a revolving door, though, where we do have individuals that have committed gun crimes, and these prosecutors, for whatever reason, give them second and third and fourth chances.
It has nothing to do with the fact that this woman had threatened to shoot her husband knowingly, and they knew that. And yet she was still able to purchase the weapon. Revolving people coming in and out of jail has nothing to do with the fact that those are in place. Those things are in place to try to prevent this from happening, but it failed. So, the fact that selling the gun was more important than that is what was at the root of it. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, I want to talk about briefly, you know, these advanced driver assistance systems, full self-driving systems that are starting to make their way into the automotive world are clearly, you know, I don't know, man. If Calvin, let's say you're in a car with a friend who has a self-driving, you know, apparatus. You're on the expressway, and you know, and you're driving, and you know, the car can go 70, 80 miles an hour. You're in the back seat. The guy who's in the front has the automatic pilot on. I would say a couple things. You?
I might be a little nervous. I think the expressway would probably be one of the safer places for it, to be honest. I think I'd be more nervous, like, going through the city or getting on and off exits.
You know, man, you know, this particular situation happened in 2021, you know, where, you know, the driver assistant system went haywire in this particular vehicle. It happened several times before, and not just in this particular vehicle, more than 900 different times, Teslas and people have reported, you know, those things working erratically. There's been many, many accidents where, you know, emergency vehicles that were stopped for whatever reason, the Tesla with self-driving apparatus would drive directly into those safety vehicles. You know, technology is wonderful when it works, man. But, you know, some things, you know, you have to make sure that all things are go. Now, a post-analysis found at least 40 crashes that resulted in serious or fatal injuries. So, Calvin, do you think that the dealers should make people aware that if you're going to buy this system is not flawless? I guess no system is flawless. But that we've had these troubles where there's been over 40 crashes that have caused serious or fatal injuries. Shouldn't that be some information that should be given before they sell these cars to people?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think, like how I was saying at the beginning of the show, there should be some feedback where you have to be paying somewhat attention. So like you said about the emergency vehicles.
Right.
You should have enough awareness that if you see an emergency vehicle, you can stop the car yourself.
Yeah, but if you're led to believe that the car is flawless and that the car is not going to, you know, cause any trouble. Look, technology is wonderful, man. Really is. And I believe so much in technology in certain areas and certain spaces. But driving me around on the expressway at 75, 80 miles an hour, it's tough enough for an American, right? I mean, for an average citizen. You're talking with a guy who had a horrific accident myself on the expressway. I fell asleep behind the wheel of a car. And so human beings themselves certainly aren't flawless. And we certainly have our issues, but man, I would feel much better if I'm behind the wheel of that car than the car driving itself. Not to mention the cost of what it costs to have those self-driving vehicles. I know they're not free. No, they're not cheap. And there's going to clearly be a time soon when many of the cars will have that apparatus, and maybe they've worked out the bugs. I was watching last week a plane came down in Florida. Well, actually, a couple last week. And one of them was self, the automatic pilot was on. And something happened. And it came down on the expressway, and people were killed. We don't have enough time. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. News, weather, and sports up next.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Coming up Wednesday on Matt Nair On Air, Judge Derek Mosley, the director of the Lubar Center at the Marquette University Law School, joins us at 11:30 to talk about Black History Month. Join us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.